This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, and welcome back to Young, Dumb, and 21, even though I am definitely 22. My name is Joey Kidney. I am the host, and normally there's a video that goes along with this, but it is currently 12:30 a.m. in Ottawa, Canada, which is where I live. I live in this beautiful city, and today we're just gonna sit and we're just gonna talk. And I know that's what we do every single time, but this one's gonna be a little bit different. If you're listening to this right now and it's midday, I want you to shut this off. I only want you to listen to this when it's at the point where you are so tired that you can't sleep and you don't know how to sleep and literally nothing's going to put you to sleep. I want you then to pull out this podcast and I want you to listen to it. There's a million things going through your mind right now. And it's okay. That's all right. There's a million things going through my mind right now. And I don't even know how to tell you them all. And I'm here to tell you them all. I'm here to share things because I remember being that kid in my room at like 10 years old, 12 years old, 16 years old, whatever age it was. And I was sitting there and I was like, why do I feel the way I feel? It's not normal for me. This isn't me. Why am I like this? And you may be sitting there and thinking that right now, and honestly, I want you to sit there and think about it. Think those thoughts. Let's think about it. I don't understand why people are so scared to think about their thoughts. It's okay. It's in your head for a reason. Today, I wrote something down, and I've been writing a book for about 2 years now. And today, there's this one topic that really just came to be, and I've never really talked about it before. I never even thought about it before. And it's called Hiding Depression from Yourself. And it goes a little something like this. And I may mess up because I just wrote it today and I don't really remember it. But I hope you enjoy it. This is not a common issue that is talked about because majority of the people do not even realize that they are doing it. I'm very thankful that I have the willpower in me to understand my depression, my anxiety, and know when it's going to hit hard and know when it's giving me a break. It is still something that I cannot truly explain. See, I told you I messed up. It is truly still something that I cannot try to explain to the average human being, but I understand it for myself pretty well. Yet, I still hide it, as if I'm not going to notice, as if I'm not going to feel it. The first step in the process is removing all your best friends from your life for that period of time. The second step is to then convince yourself that you are sad for the day, and just sad for the day. The third step is to blame the crummy weather. The fourth step is to be alone with your empty heart, your filled thoughts, and your unconvinced self. The fifth and final step is to break down. I wish you the best of luck when you have to repeat this process. And it was just something that I never really thought about. I never thought about the fact that I hide my depression. I'm going through this phase right now, and I don't really understand it just yet. And I'm thinking about it, and I'm taking these thoughts, and I'm sharing them with you guys. And I'm sitting here, and I'm writing them down, and I'm thinking about everything. And I'm dealing with certain people, and there's just so many things in my life where when something goes wrong, and I know it, and like I wrote there, I can feel when I'm getting depressed, and I can feel when I'm getting anxious, and that's because I understand myself pretty well. I do this really bad thing where I push people away. And it doesn't seem bad in my mind, because actually I'm going to relate back to another chapter I wrote today, just because it's kind of relative. And it goes a little, it's called Taking Care of Yourself. And it goes a little something like this. I say that as if I'm going to start singing, but I'm really not. So don't worry, I can't sing. I started to really look after myself when I realized that I'm better off alone. Waking up before 9 a.m., eating a proper healthy breakfast, working out, eating well throughout the day, and always going for a walk. Whether it was treating myself to a $3 coffee some mornings or just having homemade smoothies, it was so important to place myself at the top of my to-do list. When people started to realize that they weren't my priority, they started complaining. They weren't even second on my list. I go through phases of pushing people away as if I'm some secretive person. When you share your entire life online and people can find literally everything and anything about you within a click of a button, you tend to control what you want to be a secret in your personal life. I started keeping more and more things to myself and only handling my friends' problems and issues rather than sharing my own. With my presence online and receiving emails constantly every single day about personal issues that people are going through, I figured out that I can answer my own questions about life that may seem to be very difficult. I became my own personal therapist, which happens to be a gift and a curse. My friends truly never realized that I didn't share anything about my personal life until I stopped talking to them. They started thinking of me when I wasn't thinking of them. You're probably reading this, believing that, or listening in this case, because it's a podcast, that this isn't a proper friendship and that it's not healthy. Well, ladies and gents, for once on this podcast or in this book, you know more about me than me. And then that's how it kind of goes. And I have this problem where when I know that I'm going to be sad and I know that I'm going to go through my own little, my own shit, and I know I'm going to deal with my own stuff, I do this thing where I separate myself from, honestly, like everyone. And I, whether it's a relationship, whether it's just friends or parents or anything, I cut it off and I just go handle myself. My friends have texted me today, they've called me today, and I just didn't answer. I didn't want to answer, I didn't want to text, and I didn't want to post on Twitter, and I didn't... That's awkward. Twitter just gave me a notification. I apologize. But I just didn't want to communicate with the world, and I'm in this phase, and I've been in it for about four days now, and I know it's going to keep going. And it usually happens when something good is supposed to happen. When something good is supposed to happen, I tend to get very sad. For example, Canada Day is coming up, and Canada Day 2 years ago was awful for me. I just, some people treated me horribly, not trying to go into detail. It just, I don't want to say it, but I don't want to say it. The person I was seeing about, no, I'm not going to share it. two Canada Days ago was awful for me. And for the past like 4 years, I'm so bad at talking. Other than last year, for 3 years, I was not in Canada for Canada Day. And then last year I was, and I was in Canada Day with my ex, and we went to see all my best friends and everything. And it was fun, and it was nice, and it was calming, and it was great. And, you know, and this year I'm spending it alone. And I got invited to a party to go to, and it's with my friends and stuff. And it's just, honestly, holy crap, it's Canada Day today. I wonder if I went to that party. If you're listening to this right now, I mean, well, no, because I told you to listen to it when you're too tired. But if you're listening to this on Canada Day, I don't know if I went to that party. I could have. And if I did, I don't know. It's just, I know that I'm going to be in this funk where I'm going to want to leave early, and I'll go for 5 seconds, and I'm just going to be like, you know what? I got to spend this by myself. And this year, I spent New Year's. I went to a friend's house for New Year's Eve, and 15 minutes before the clock hit, I made sure that I was in my car already driving home, because I wanted to spend New Year's with the only person that is going to be there for me, and that's me. And I know that sounds so depressing and like such New Year, New Me thing, but it's honestly true. And that's the way I feel with Canada Day too. And it's just because last year it was just, I was so worried about someone else. And the year prior too, like, I was so worried about treating somebody else that I forgot about myself. And this year, I don't want you guys thinking that it's sad to take care of yourself, because it's not. It's important. And if the friends that truly love you, they will follow you. They will want to know where you're going. They will want to know. And if they don't, that's okay. Maybe they're not that aware. And maybe they know that you need your time alone, and that's okay too. So I don't know what I'm going to do this year. I really don't. But I'm very excited to find out. And I think the only way I'm going to go is if I get a text beforehand saying, hey, are you coming today? Just to honestly just make me feel good and be like, wow, somebody really wants me there. Otherwise, I don't think I'll show up. I don't think I'll do anything today or Canada Day. And that's okay. All my neighbors are gone celebrating. That's awesome. I might just, you know, have a glass of wine for myself and sit up on my rooftop that I love. I love where I live. It's so beautiful. You guys have no idea. And if you live in Ottawa and you know where I'm from in Ottawa, you guys know that I live in a beautiful, just beautiful. And I'm not talking about whether it's luxurious or not. I'm just talking about, I live in this beautiful village, and the people in here are so nice. They're so happy. They're so healthy. Everything is just great, and I'm so honored. And this year, last year, I never, like, experienced it. I was never here. I was always traveling. And this year, I told myself, every single day, I'm going to go to the beach if I can. Today, I went to the beach. I made myself a drink. I went to the beach, tanned a little bit, because the day it started off really rainy and cloudy. But then I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this for myself. And I went to the beach, and then I came back, and I was like, oh, okay, well, I'm really hungry. So then I went to Freshy, and then I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to the beach again. I'm going to eat this at the beach. So I went back to the beach after coming home from the beach. Then I ate at the beach. Then I was like, you know what? The sunset's really nice. Noah will go really well with this. A bike ride. So I walked home as quick as I can, hopped on my bike, and then biked all the way to Parliament, which is the beautiful government buildings in Ottawa. And it's just a beautiful bike ride. And then I came all the way back. And now I'm here. sitting talking to you guys, and I FaceTimed a long time friend, very new friend, but they live such a cool life in like a totally different place in Canada, and I think that's so neat and it's so cool, and it was refreshing, it was relaxing to hear about somebody else's life that is so cool that's just not mine. And I know that sounds so like egotistical and like pretentious, but it was really nice. So I had to take a sip of water. And now you're sitting here or laying there and you're listening to my voice, and I hope you're okay. I do. And I hope that you hope you're okay. A lot of people, and I say this a lot, but a lot of people always... Oh, I just moved the mic. I'm so sorry. That was probably such a loud noise in your headphones. I apologize. But I say this a lot. A lot of people always say, it's okay to not be okay. And it is. It's definitely okay to not be okay. But people don't understand that it's really okay to be happy too. It's really okay to be happy. Because a lot of people who just say it's okay to not be okay, they really leave it at that, and that's it. And then people sit up all night thinking, I'm not okay, and that's great. That's fine, right? Everybody says it's fine. So then tomorrow I can do the same thing. Ladies and gents, do you want to wake up tomorrow and not be okay? Or do you want to wake up tomorrow and be okay? And live life and wake up with a smile and wake up living happy? And you know what? You may go to bed the same way you went to bed the other night, and you're sad and you're sitting here and you just don't know what to do, and that's okay. But if you're waking up happy and you're enjoying your day, you're allowed to feel something at the end of it, whether it's happiness, whether it's something that got you upset during the day. It's something that you're allowed to feel. I don't want you thinking that you're never not allowed to feel something. Obviously, be in control of what you're feeling and understand what you're feeling. And then if it's something that's really terrifying, share it with somebody else. Share it with somebody that cares for you. If it's something that's truly like scary that you think, oh, I should really tell somebody. But if it's something that you just want to think about, if you want to think about the boy that you lost, or the girl that you lost, or the girl that you love, or the boy that you love, or anybody that you love, think about them, even though you're not supposed to. If it brings you to peace, do it. You know, after I knew this with all my breakups. After breakups, I always think to myself that, you know, the common thing is to just hate the other person. And I'm just not that type of person to hate somebody. I'm really not. I love being friends with every single one of my exes or anything like that. But it's definitely a difficult thing to do. Because you don't let yourself fall out of love with them. And it's dangerous. I know it's dangerous. But sometimes it's just like, it's relaxing. It kind of feels like home with nobody there. It kind of feels like it's not about anybody specific at that point. It's about more of a feeling and the thought of somebody rather than somebody. It doesn't even have to be a real ex. You can think about like freaking, I don't know, Tom Holland. Like it really doesn't matter who you're thinking about, but you can sit there. And you can dream of somebody. You can dream of a situation that you really want, and that's okay. A lot of people hate romantic comedies because they think they're romanticized. Well, obviously they are. And people think they're fake. And I think, I don't think it's fake, because somebody had to lay there at night and think of a love story that probably hasn't even happened yet. There are also true stories like The Vow, but somebody had to make up The Notebook. Isn't that wild? Don't you think that's wild that somebody sat there? I hope The Notebook is not a true story. I don't think it is, but if it is, then this ruins my theory. But don't you think it's wild that somebody had to sit there and imagine the whole movie, The Notebook, or even Safe Haven? Somebody had to sit there and fall in love with this idea that they've created in their mind and in their heart and they're so passionate about. Doesn't that make you want to be passionate about somebody or something in your life? It does for me, and I think it's amazing, and that's why I watch these types of movies, and that's why I get so inspired to create the content that I do and talk about relationships and talk about love and talk about hardships and talk about everything and talk about anything on this podcast, and just to make you feel like Not to fucking make you feel okay, to make you know that you're okay. My biggest thing is that I'm not here to inspire you. I'm really not. I am here to get you to inspire yourself. I'm here for you to realize that, yes, you want to be healthy. You want to feel good. You got to feel good. You got to be healthy. I know that sounds dumb what I just said, but really think about it. I'm not talking about getting that summer bod. Nobody gives a damn about it anyways. I'm talking about being the happiest you. If you want the clearest skin, drink a lot of water. Be healthy. Don't eat junk food. If you want to be in good shape, go work out. If you, and that really helps with being happy, is this clean, healthy lifestyle. And I'm not saying to be vegan. I am not saying to be vegan, and I'm not saying not to be. I'm not vegan. I'm not vegetarian. I'm not anything. I eat what I want to eat. I eat what's going to make me happy. I eat a lot of fruit every single day because I know fruit makes me happy. I don't eat avocados and shove cashews up my ass. Like, that's just not something that I want to do. I don't think they do that, but it's just, that's not me. And if somebody's like that, that's fine with me. But I don't mean being healthy as in you have to go and spend thousands of dollars on tofu. I'm saying it as in, hey, read what's on a label, eat what you know is good and healthy, and you're going to feel a lot better. And do some push-ups. Do some running. Do some walking. Go for a walk every day. I challenge myself to walk almost 20K. Or like run and walk and bike and stuff. 20K a day. And I know that's crazy, especially for my body type because I'm insanely skinny. But I love doing it. I love exercise. And I love doing stuff like that. And I think if you have a passion like that and if you do something you love, do it. If you love playing guitar, but you know it's like not good for your fingers when you're like a hand model, freaking play guitar because you love it. Who cares? Yeah, your hands are going to be a little scuffed up. Freaking play guitar. Bless the people. Bless the ears of everyone else that can't play, because I can't, and I want to hear you play guitar. Listen, we live a life that's very short. We just lost, and I didn't think I was going to be that emotional about it. There's an apper. There's a rapper we just lost. His name was X. Or that's not his name. I don't even know his name, to be honest with you. I did not know the guy. And I know I know that people talk about all the bad things that he's done in his life. I don't care if you hate on me. I didn't listen to any of it because I liked listening to his music, and I didn't want to ruin that for myself. And I know that sounds bad. I don't really care. I enjoyed his music, and that's all I knew about him, because he rapped and he talked about depression and anxiety and being suicidal and everything like that. And it was comforting for me. And I didn't like all his music. I really didn't. I liked maybe like 4 or 5 songs, but it was just really comforting for me. And when he passed, it hit me emotionally. And I've never like when a celebrity passes away, I've never really been like, wow, taken back by it, just because I never really had an emotional connection. But this one I did, and I never talked about it online. I never talked about it anywhere or to my friends or my family. I never really told anyone that I liked this rapper. Because, I mean, I only liked a few songs, but it was something that I really connected with. And when I saw a couple interviews and he was, like, creating his new album and stuff like that, and I was, like, I was really intrigued, and I was honestly impressed, and I was ready for it. And to know that it's probably not going to come out now, it's just and I know I'm just talking about his music and I'm comparing it to his life, but I'm sad that it's not going to come out. I'm sad. I was really looking forward to it. But back to my point, life's short. You can You can get your life taken away from you at 20 like X did. And if you're, that's a totally different situation. I understand. I understand all the circumstances. But you literally never know. You could be crossing the street one day and you didn't look both ways. Or you can literally trip on your shoelace. You literally never know. There's so many times in life where I don't understand how humans are living. Like, really, I don't get it. We stub our toes and we feel like we're dying, but yet we can jump out of airplanes with freaking, I don't know, linen. Does that make sense to you? It doesn't make sense to me. But I just want you to know that you're alive right now. You're listening to this because you're alive. And I want you to be here tomorrow. And I'm not saying this because I want to be like that boy that's like, oh my God, I care about your happiness. I don't know you. I don't know if you're listening to this. I don't know your name. I don't know where you're from. I don't know anything about you. And you might not even know anything about me. But if you're listening to this, I want you here tomorrow. And I'm saying this for you. I wish I could say this from you. Be here tomorrow. Life is fucking short. It can be gone in 5 seconds. It could be gone tomorrow. Just be here. It's going to be amazing. I promise you. And if you live every single day like it's your birthday and you think, well, let's have some fun today. You will, and I promise you, I truly promise you that it's going to be okay. And if you're missing a loved one, they're not gone. Don't think they're gone. They're not. Once you start thinking they're gone, and once you start believing that they're gone, that means they're really gone. But they're not gone. They're still here. They're in your heart. They're in your soul. They're in your mind. They're still with you. Trust me. And I'm not religious. And I don't know why I'm not religious, because everything I talk about kind of relates to it, and it would make very much sense, very, very, it would make a lot of sense if I was, but I'm just not. I'm very passionate about my life, and I'm very passionate about sharing my life in order to benefit others and really help them excel and be inspired and inspire them to inspire themselves, and I don't live for anybody else but myself. But I live to help others live. I live to help you guys. And I'm very passionate about my life. And I'm very thankful. And I do want to share one more installment that I wrote with you guys. That I wrote in my book tonight. Actually, I'll show you two more. One's short and one's longer. And I'm going to do the longer one first. So this will be the last little thing, and then you guys can head off to bed. This one's called The Right Person, Wrong Time. A very overused saying, or so I thought. Growing up, I constantly overheard parents talking about someone being so great, but they came around just at the wrong time. This was something I didn't understand, and I was a stubborn kid, so it is something that I didn't believe. Those thoughts and feelings all changed very quickly when I experienced it for myself. Being so beyond comfortable with someone and sharing your life with someone until life goes on its own path to fuck it up. Although, it began to be the right person, and just always was the wrong time. Every girl I have ever met that made me feel so great for a certain period of time has always felt like the wrong time. I always felt that I couldn't provide the life that they wanted at that time, and I needed to leave for myself. Being a very self-aware person, I found myself always thinking that I need to run away from people because they won't be able to handle me. I don't even give them the chance. I don't think that they deserve to get hurt. Everyone started to become wrong person at the wrong time. And that's one of the installments. And then the last one, which I'll end this with, is called A Kiss Hello, A Kiss Goodbye. As I sit here writing this installment, or saying it for the podcast, I have seen four couples kiss hello. The last true kiss I had was to say goodbye. I miss saying hello. And that's just goes to show that you're allowed to feel things, guys, and you're allowed to write them down. You're allowed to be passionate. I wrote this in the middle of the day, and I told myself, hey, Joey, I'm going to get real sad right now, and I'm going to write this down because this is going to make somebody feel something. And if you're listening right now and that made you feel something, that's freaking awesome. I hope it did. Sorry, my garbage can just opened, and I don't know if you can hear it, but like it really just wrecked the vibe. But we're coming up to 30 minutes, and I hope you didn't fall asleep yet. But I just want to say thank you again for all the support. You guys are amazing. You guys are truly, truly amazing. And happy Canada Day, Joey, or you guys too if you're listening to it on Canada Day. But I just want to say thank you, and it's going to be all right. I know that's such an overused term, but it's really going to be all right. You know, tomorrow's a new day. Tomorrow the sun's going to shine, or whether it's not, it's still up there. It still wakes up every single morning just like you should. And there's always going to be somebody who's thinking of you. Don't ever think that somebody's not thinking of you. Someone is always thinking of you. There's never not a person thinking of you. I don't know how many times I need to say it. Someone is thinking of you. Whether it's yourself, your mother, your father, your best friend, or a guy that you passed or a girl you passed on the street, somebody is thinking about you. Somebody misses you. Somebody wants to text you, but they don't know how. Somebody wants to call you, but they forgot your number. Somebody wants to say hi, but they're too shy. Someone is thinking of you. Trust me. Anyways, guys, that's it for today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please give it a big thumbs up. Subscribe to the podcast and chat with your friends. This is Young, Dumb, and 21 by a 22-year-old who is still young, dumb, and acts like he's 21. My name is Joey Kidney. Follow me on Instagram at Joey Kidney because we're almost at 120,000. And stay you, stay beautiful, and I will talk to you guys next week on Sunday for another podcast. Okay, bye, guys.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.